You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pirates left fielder who just won a gold glove, Corey Dickerson. Corey, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. Everything's good. What about y'all?
We're doing great.
Excellent.
You're in Mississippi now, I take it?
Yeah, actually headed to the airport to go to a little Heart and Hustle banquet and the Gold Glove banquet after that.
The Gold Glove banquet. How about that?
Yeah.
Now, take me through this. Let's go all the way back to Bradenton. Let's go back to getting ready for this season, right? Did you make a vested interest? Did you say, I'm going to get better defensively? Or did you just play the same defensive game you've always played?
For sure, but it goes way further back than spring training. I mean, I was injured in 15, injured in 16, and finally healthy in 17 and made big strides and had a good year and then got traded over. I had a full off season. And I worked on a lot of things, and my main goal was, cut down strikeouts and play better defense. And, when I came over in Bradenton, I just focused on the details of my work, and KB really helped me out, just motivating me every day. He had great energy, and we kind of fed off one another. And, as the season started to progress, I started gaining more and more confidence, and it kind of just took off from there.
When you came over, Corey, were you aware or did you make a concerted effort to become one of those young veterans in a clubhouse full of young guys who would lead not so much by jumping up in the middle of the clubhouse and saying something, but by individually going around and talking to guys? Because man to man, when you talk to people back at the beginning of the season, a lot of young guys all mentioned you when they talked about the communication on this team being different than years past.
Yeah, I think it's just it's different for me because, the older you get, you're still playing a kid's game. And so I still feel like a young guy in the league. But you also start noticing more guys coming up asking questions, and you kind of embrace that and just give the information that you have from other guys that I've learned from. But also the way I work is I try to lead by example. I try to outwork you, and I try to make you, I'm trying to make it a competition when we go out there and work. So when me, Marte, Polanco, or, shagging fly balls, taking ground balls, I want to look better than them. I want to make them look bad, and like pick their game up and kind of lead that way. And, but anything that any guys have any questions about, I'm usually always open and willing to talk about it because I'm still learning myself.
All right, in next year, in 2019, you have an ARB year. I assume you expect them to pick it up. Would you be willing to talk long-term with the Pirates? Is this somewhere you could see yourself in years to come?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would love to be in Pittsburgh just because it was a different feel, and I felt like my ability was really accepted there. The fan base was great. They expect to win. Honestly, I don't worry about that stuff anymore. I learned a lot in the past few years. I'm a family guy. I'm a, pretty low-key guy. And, after that stuff happened last year, I tend to go about my business day by day. And I know that if I take care of my business, even if they were to DFA me, somebody else will want me because I'm taking care of my business the right way. So I'm not really too worried about it. I hope they just appreciate what I do, and hopefully I can do more for the team.
Pirates Gold Glove left fielder Corey Dickerson with us here on the Fan Morning Show. I know we had this conversation way back in late March, early April, Corey, but what was the difference in atmosphere, not just with the club, the organization, but with the fan base and stepping out on the field moving from Tampa to Pittsburgh?
That's just the overall, they expect to win. It's a winning culture. From the minute you get there, you can tell the coaching staff, and we're kind of a little more old school, still moving a little new school with the analytics and stuff, but how we go about things is kind of old school, and I love that. And, it couldn't be better than in a place like Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh's a working town, a great fan base that, with the Steelers and Penguins, they just expect to win. And you know, it's nice to go out there, and if you don't do well, they won't be happy. And it's kind of, it picks your game up. It makes you focus a little bit more for fans that really care about the game.
Corey Dickerson, Gold Glover in left field for the Pirates, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. You know, I want to ask you about the guy next to you, Marte, in center field. Does sometimes you look at him and say, my gosh, I just can't believe the God-given ability this guy has? There's not a lot of guys around baseball that walk off the bus and look like that, or walk out to just a BP session and look like that. Does that take you back sometime, the God-given ability he has?
Yeah, for sure. And people have no idea. Even you saying that, there's still not enough, you know, praise for the guy of just talent. He can, you know, I've seen him, you know, many a times, no BP, no stretching, you know, just a day of like, you know, where he's trying to take a mental day off, you know, until the game starts, and the man don't even have to practice, and he goes out there and hits two triples, and you know, but the thing about it is, you know, there's no telling how good he can be. He definitely could be a top five player in the league. It just all depends on what he wants to put into his game and how hard he works. But his talent level is unbelievable, and it's, you know, it makes my job easier, makes Polanco's job easier, and you know, he's also fun to play with.
Corey, I want to go back to something you said a minute ago about old school versus new school, and this organization has embraced analytics, but you mentioned the old school approach. Just describe what you mean by old school.
You know, just the little things, trying to do the little things right with the way we practice, the way we, you know, in-game decisions, you know, letting the guys go out there and play. It's not as analytically, you know, double switching here, switching guys out. You kind of go out there and have more consistency to your defense, consistency to your lineup, and you try to do things that way where, you know, you look back at like the Giants when they're on their run. There's always analytics involved, but positioning and but the lineups stay the same and stuff. The more consistent you are with lineups like Boston was this year, the more consistent you feed off one another. You know what the guy in front of you can do. You know how fast he works. You're able to feed off all those variables of the game.
Tell me about your off-season template. Do you take, when the season's over, X amount of days or even a week or whatever, to just shut it down and have family time? Or are you back at it like 2 days later?
Yeah, I used to be back at it immediately in the minor leagues because, you know, I wasn't drafted high or wasn't given – I just always had that chip on my shoulder like I still do. But I also know what I'm – where I'm at with my body, and really – this year, I just took about 2 weeks off, still stretching and stuff, and taking my son to school, just enjoying, trying to, it's more for the mental side, because this year I finished the season healthy, so really wasn't working on my body too much, so it's more mentally trying to decompress, because people don't understand, we're in a routine for 8 months, and every single day I'm trying to make my body feel as good as it can, and I'm trying to perform a game, you know, perform in front of everybody, and then I come home and, you know, that routine is gone. So now I'm just kind of thrown off. So I'm trying to I want to go to the gym so bad, but then you have to, you know, hold yourself back, and then you know, I started a couple weeks ago and mid-October, and you know, started out slow and trying to get a good program together.
When you look ahead to next season, Corey, how do you challenge yourself? Where do you push yourself to get better?
I don't really ever have to push myself. I'm pretty motivated, self-motivated since I was a little kid. And, you know, I want to be one of the best players in the league. And, you know, I want to leave a legacy. I don't want to just, you know, play the game and have certain awards. I mean, the Gold Glove Award was cool, but that's done. That's over. It's time to move on to the next thing. And, you know, I'm trying to get better. And it's just, where do I need to get better at to become a better overall player? And that's what I'm really trying to work on.
Corey Dickerson, Pirates left fielder, Gold Glover now. Corey, thank you. We'll catch up at spring training. Enjoy the rest of your off season, and congratulations again.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Corey.
Alrighty. Great stuff from Corey Dickerson here on the Fan Morning Show. He was like this close. Like he said what I think a lot of Pirates fans think. right? And what a lot of Pirates fans are a little bit more vociferous with this, but I think he said that, like, pretty much what Marte has structurally, the foundation is there.
He can walk out there and do it any day of the week
and
when he feels like it.
That screams to me, like, imagine if he was the
if
hardest
he applied
worker.
Himself, yeah.
And I think that that's what Dickerson was saying. Jim, did you hear a lot of that in the back?
If he worked as hard as I worked, he'd be a top five player in the league.
Is that what you heard in that?
Pretty much.
Answer? I mean, and I love the honesty. I love the honesty. And that's the frustration with Marte, I think.
But that's what I like about Dickerson is that he's got that leadership quality. You know, when you talk about guys like veteran guys who've left the ball club in the last couple of years, he's walked in and taken on some of that responsibility, whether he realizes it or not.
Yeah, because of where he was drafted, a junior college guy, not, like he said, a high draft pick. Oh, is that the frustration with Marte, though? Guys look at him, and I think they're, in a way, jealous of what he can do without working hard.
Yeah.
In some regard.
There's something to be said for that. If somebody can perform that well and just be kind of, you know, chill about the whole thing instead of, you know, being like so
Don't you
so
always
keyed up.
Think of Sidney Crosby when it's that person that is so God-given and always the hardest worker, too?
Absolutely. Right.
That's the guy I always think of. You say, imagine if the most God-given guy was also the hardest worker. Well, there you go.
Right, but mentally, Sid is able to deal with it in a really good, you know, he's able to maintain balance through all this stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.